All right. What's going on, good people? Finally, I got this damn thing working. People, let me go ahead and move this thing over here so I can act like I'm doing something. Let me see. Is it up there? Am I live? I am live and in direct. First time I'm on all platforms such as Facebook, Twitter. Nope, not on Twitter. On TikTok, Twitch, and live and direct on YouTube. All right, now you know the X thing is acting a little bit weird. I gotta fix that up, URL and all that stuff. All right, let me be the first to congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles for winning the Super Bowl. All right, you know I am my team is the Washington Commanders. They was up here a couple weeks ago. They got their butt tore up, and you know, I was on Channel 6 News, and, you know, I already said that on the first show, and that was funny. You know, I still get some people saying, "Hi, you know, how you looking now?" and all that, and take that to D.C., and I had to, like, tell them now I actually live in Philadelphia. Like, I live here. All right? I don't live in D.C. All right? I visit there. I did some military time there, but I've never, ever in my life lived in D.C. All right, so don't put me down there. All right, I'm good. But yeah, they won, and my neighbors and them all they hollering and they talking all that. Oh yeah, we gonna be a repeater. We gonna be doing all this. And, hey, look, by all means, do. Have a good time. Enjoy the moment. But let me tell you something about, you know, Butch of the B&M show. Let me tell you something about how petty my ass is. I was telling my neighbors, they tell me they all going to go down there and enjoy the festivities. I can't even get the words out. They want to enjoy the moment and everything else. And I said, while y'all all down there, I was thinking about calling ICE. Y'all tell them there's a bunch of... Deport all of them. Lock everybody. Lock the whole damn city up. That's how much of a hater I am. But no. They won it. All right, they won that thing fair and square. It was no cheating. Everybody watched the damn Super Bowl. Everybody watched it. Everybody watched the halftime show with Kendrick. He did his thing. I'm not gonna go all into details about that because that's. It is what it is, all right? You know, I'm kind of surprised Drake wanting to sue people, but, you know, it's a diss record. Now, somebody just say that Kendrick, his verse, you know, They Not Like Us is like, oh, it's the best diss record of all time. I wouldn't say all time. It's a good one. There's only two that stands out. One, Hit 'Em Up, that's Tupac. Now, you know, he had outlaws with him, and, you know, they had a few people, but it's one person that's standing out the crowd, and he did it by himself, and he is not the same person, you know, as he is now, because he grown and whatever, but I'm saying he was vicious, and that was No Vaseline by Ice Cube, and I had to tell some kids that, like, yo, this is not the Ice Cube of Are We There Yet, and he making movies and for kids and all that, and family and stuff. Yeah, he's still, you know, funny with Kevin Hart and all that. Nah, at one time, Ice Cube was vicious. He still is. But I'm just saying, that No Vaseline, I mean, he just, oh my gosh. That was crazy. But let's just say that, you know, it was a good show, good halftime show. You know, my man Samuel L. Jackson, he was Uncle Sam. They did their thing. Got, you know, Serena, you know, she's doing her sea walk and all that. Yeah, they did the damn thing. They did their damn thing. Yeah. So, I know I was supposed to be doing this thing on a weekly thing, but, you know, I got a little sidetrack, whatever, and I was talking about dating and business transactions. Now, I went to, me and my brother, we go out and we went to one of our favorite spots over in Jersey at the winery. And we had a good time. Just say, when I say I've witnessed a business transaction almost, well, that's how this person was throwing it at. All right. backstory. We at the bar. I mean, we first thing we go there, we have our we part of this winery club, and we have our drinks, and we having a good time. All right, the winery. Well, I can shout them out because I've been drinking some of their products for a while now, and they're ooh, let me see what's going on. Okay, oh, I see somebody coming in here. I was saying the winery. Sherritt Winery is over in Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Nice place, nice ambiance, good food, and they sell their own products. So we having a good time. We know we having our you know, shout out to Dana Dane. He was you know, pouring us our drinks, and he's very heavy handed when it comes to this wine, and it went down. Now, don't get me wrong, it was something. So I said, all right, well, let me go ahead and, you know, we're going to have a seat at the bar. Got another bottle up. Got our food, whatever. And, you know, it was a good ambiance. And then, let's say, a group of ladies came in. Now, I'm thinking, as I'm thinking back, I thought it was four, but it might have been five. I'm not quite sure. One was a good looker. One stood out. One was all right. Now, don't get me wrong. She's she's an eight and a half. In New Jersey, New York, maybe Philly. Well, I'm gonna say New Jersey area, whatever. But she looks like a dime a dozen. If you go down to Miami, she looked like, you know, she could be a six. If she go to LA, trust and believe me, she's still a six. She go to DR, five or six. Like it's so many of them like that. But up here, it was, you know, whatever. Then it was her girlfriend. She was on a plus size, on a thicker plus, sandwich away of being full-fledged, big girl. And then the other ones, I can't even remember because they wasn't even on a Richter scale of like, oh, damn, what's up, Ma? What's going on? So we out having a conversation, and we like regulars. Just say that someone came up and was showing the text of the good-looking one. I think her name was Ella or Alessandro or something like that. All right, she was Spanish. She was bad. Like, she had some work done. She had some cosmetic done on that backside. Okay, so he's showing us the text. So he said, "Yo, you know, I met the chick at the. I was going to the bathroom. She came out. I was, you know, how you doing? Whatever. Slip her the number, the whole 9 yards. So I'm like, yeah, all right, okay." He said, "Is she over there now?" I said, "So what would you do?" He said, "I sent her a bottle of wine, you know." I said, "Okay, that's smooth, you know. You're a member, you know, only gonna cost you $11, but I'm just saying, you know, because you know you get that discount. That's cool. They send her a bottle of wine, and you know, you already gave her your number." So I said, "All right." I said, "Well, so what's the problem, my brother? What's going on?" He says, "She said, oh, me and my girlfriends thank you for, you know, our tab. We appreciate it." And I said, Tab of what? I said, "Did you clarify?" Like, I said, "Yo, I'm reading the text." So first thing I was like, "Did you clarify? You know, you wasn't gonna be like that." He said, "Nah, I'm just gonna go ahead and you know, I'm a text her and say I only paid for the wine and showed her a little happy face." So she was like, "Oh, okay. Well, you know," she was saying, "to get her pee wet," because I'm not trying to cuss on this thing because I know I'm live on TikTok and the rest of these shows or whatever. She said, "I know, you know, if I get my, you know, if you pay for, you know, you pay for the bill, I get, you know, I normally get my pee get wet." And I'm like, "Yo, like, you don't know her or her ugly ass girlfriends like that," because now I'm intrigued. I'm like, "She's all right, but she ain't worth no you paying their whole meal. Like, you already sent them over a bottle of wine. Them damn hyenas should be happy." So my brother started laughing. I'm tripping, like, because I'm like, I'm entertained with this. I said, "Bro, listen, look, if you go and you pay that bill, you already sent her a bottle of wine, but she thinking you going to pay for her whole meal and anything else. Don't do that. Don't do that. Why did she send the bill receipt when they came? Like, and then she says she take Cash App. She got Cash App, Venmo, and anything else." I said, "Man, she's a fucking trick. She's a trick. Straight up. I'll be damned If I'm already at a restaurant or a winery, how you doing, ladies? You send them a drink and everything is cool. I'm not picking up your whole tab. Like, what is up with this generation? I don't know what it was. I'm like, she too damn old for playing them games. I was like, I'm looking. I said, man, shit, tell one of her baby daddies to take care of that. I mean, I didn't know that, but the shit just got me like sideways. I said, man, I wouldn't pay for it. I wouldn't. Fuck that. No respectable individual would pay for that. I'm like, nah, that's crazy. Like, even though the tab was only like $160 or whatever, but still, what the fuck? Like, damn, I see, I'm trying not to cuss, but I'm already getting hyped already. Why would you pay for that? Like, No. I say no. She looked good because she got some enhancements, but she only got, you know, she might pull a sucker, but dime a dozen. If you got to do all that, you might as well get someone that's way younger, way better. Somebody that probably ain't, you know, coochie ain't been around all over the place, looking like roast beef. Nah. I'm just saying it. I'm like, yo, bro, if you going to do all that, you know, because she straight, you know, she treating you like you a trick. Like, that's going, you know, talking nasty on the text is going like, oh, damn, she talking nasty to me. Let me go ahead and play. Like, ladies, let me tell you this, and gentlemen, there is so much outside in the world, like, you know, old-fashioned way you can meet somebody, or you just go out there. And I can understand when older gentlemen say, I'm just gonna be a hoe for the rest of my life and pay for cooch, then so be it. And I was like, honestly, I was like, tell her what she and I say, you know what, text her like, look, what you trying to do? You trying to get a relationship, or you looking for a sugar daddy, or you just trying to get, you know, tricked out? Because, you know, I said, she might be worth a couple hundred, you know, but, you know, you can throw whatever, I don't know, this man's pockets, but handle that. Like, go ahead. You can offer her whatever you want, but I wouldn't be subjugated to be paying her meals. I said, and her girlfriends? I said, that's the thing about it. And I'm still, to this day, I mean, I remember her, and I remember her other girlfriend. Them other three, I wouldn't even touch with a damn 10-foot pole. Like, nah. Like, a starving dog wouldn't eat that. Not at all. So I was like, mm-mm. So I was like, damn. I was like, damn, don't tell me that my fortress of solitude, the place that I like to go to, is start being a damn, you know, a bordello. But I don't know. I ain't going to take it back. I'm going to take it back. It's not like that at all, I think. And I believe that she just thought she found the sucker. Straight up. Like, a straight sucker. And, you know, she just thought, like, I'm going to just wag my tail and bat my eyes and thinking that's going to, you know, get us a free meal. And I told him, if he wasn't there, if you wasn't there at all, how would they pay for that bill? Were they going to search around, hopefully find some woman or man or whatever they into to pay their bill? Nah, baby. Don't work that way. You look cute, but you ain't that damn cute. Like, I wouldn't be running no tab. Now, how about if he went over there and hit the bull joint, like, you want me to run? What that throat muscle do? Like the Bull London that be on Facebook with the car, and they all, I got a boyfriend, I don't know if it's fake or whatever the case may be, but it's good entertainment. And then when they see the car, they turn around, oh, I'm not busy right now. It's the same concept. It is the same concept, and that's why I understand when bulls be acting the way that they act. Like, you try to talk, and they don't listen, or like, you know, like, how you doing, whatever, and they on some old, I'm going to try to chase and get this bag. Ladies, have your own bag. Seriously. Have your own shit, because you thinking you cute enough to just spend up this other person's stuff, and that goes for gentlemen as well. You thinking that, you know, yeah, I'm young, I'm a, you know, I'm going to make her spend on me or whatever. It don't work. It doesn't work. It works both ways. But like I said, it is what it is. She'll find a sucker. She'll find a trick. It wouldn't be this. Look, but my advice, it wouldn't be this trick. And I'm going to tell you, like, shit, did she send you over a bottle of wine or send you a glass? She ain't send you nothing. Other than a bill. Man, she don't get up out of here with that BS. Now, though, no, before we, you know, we go ahead and start talking, you know, start talking my stuff, because there's a lot of other things I want to talk about. I got this track. I got, you know, I'll be playing tracks for my family, Count Trackler. Yeah. And this one called is The Corner of My Mind. I'm going to go ahead and play this. And if y'all haven't heard it, y'all heard it first on the BNN show. It's called Corner of My Mind. All right, good people, I'm back. That was my family, Corner of My Mind, produced, well, made by Count Trackler. You know, if I'm playing some beats and y'all like something and y'all want it for yourself, man, send me a line. I try to make a little arrangement so, you know, you can get this beat and do what you got to do with it and put it out there, get some good, make some good music, and we can take it from there, all right? So, you know, like I said, I got a whole bunch of beats. Like, I got a bunch of them. So, I'm going to be playing them throughout the, you know, this time I'll be podcasting and whatever of that nature. So, I just got the message saying, you know, oh, I hear music. That's what's up. I'm glad that they hear music. Hopefully they can hear me. Hopefully they can definitely hear me. And I think it's working. Just because it was just it was a lot of going on now. It was just a whole lot. I'm just texting. I know people looking at me like, what the hell's going on? What you doing? All right, so back to the business transaction and the new form of I guess what you call dating now. Because that's not the first time I've seen that. Now, I mean, I heard of it. I've seen this myself. I was going into, it's called a wine and spirits. I was, you know, indulge in adult time, adult beverage time for the kids that's listening. And I've seen this gentleman coming out the store that I was coming in, girl coming through bad. She was all right. I mean, she had a donkey. She had a straight mule kicker. And she was one of those. I said, damn. He said, damn, how you doing, sis? She shut that thing down. She said, you have to cash at me before we even have a conversation. And bull, like, looked like, I said, damn. I ain't never heard of that. That's a first. Is that the normal thing now? To cash at a person before we have conversation. I guess it is. 2025 is the new way of, it's like, I guess everyone got Cash App in their bios, and I guess that's the newest thing. It's like, you know, you're walking around with your phone, and it's like, oh, before you had it, they hold their phone now. You got to, bling, touch their phone, and you pay, give them $50, I guess, and then you have a conversation. Like, that's crazy. Because I'm looking at, like, the minute I'm giving you a transactional like that and you not my woman, then you might as well see what that, you know, I need to know what that throat do. All right, that's it. Like, I've never paid, I mean, I would never, how you paying for a conversation? Like, unless, you know, they're a therapist and 9 out of 10, your insurance pay for that. So, what is this? Is this the new genre of dating? Because it's even worse on the internet. Everybody is want to drop it like it's hot at 65, 70. We got these old ass men, balls dragging. Got ladies out here, extra old in the trap house / in the church. Like, what is this? Is this the newest norm? Oh my gosh. I'm glad I'm good in my situation. I mean, it ain't the most perfect situation, but damn it, it's good to me. And it's good. I mean, damn. I couldn't meet right now at this age, because I'm past a half a century. That's 50 people that don't know. Yeah. I'd be damned to be out here trying to, like, yo, what's up? I would definitely, I mean, it'd be a material, it'll be a business transaction. Like, I'm thinking these people are looking for sponsors. And it's not just me picking on women. It's some slutty dudes out here. Just, they out here hoeing. They out here hoeing. And that's why I kind of respect the dude that's out here giving out community penis. He just out here, he just slamming and jamming. Jamming and slamming and ramming. All right? I can't hate on him. Because it's like a yin and yang. Yin and yak. Whatever. Yin and yang. I gotta watch. I gotta be careful. Keep saying yang and all that. You know, I don't need nobody fucking with me. But I'm just saying, it something got to give. Something have to take. Something got to take precedent. Oh well. I mean, yeah, I'm good. But that was my take on that. That whole. Play to play. Not even say pay to play. It's pay to the potential to go out. I ain't never heard someone pay my bill and then I would think about going out with you. Like, what is that? Like, who does that? Like, you have to be a stone cold beyond a simp, a sucker, to even put up with that nonsense. Damn. I was going to say Ike Turner and Joe Jackson was right. Let me stop. No, I don't condone no violence towards any type of person. But damn it, I understand. I do understand. So, I don't know, man. Maybe, you know what? I probably should have a form. This I should get a form and just have a whole, now I ain't going to have no meet and greet. Just have the fellas come out, have the ladies come out, sit them down, get a 2-drink minimum, or, you know, get that that non-alcoholic stuff, because I'm trying to be on my best behavior, but not really. You know, I narrowed it down to the weekends. That's why I got like 8 bottles down in my refrigerator. Got the brown, I got the clear, I got the white, I got a whole bunch of stuff, and I got water and Flintstones vitamins if you want that. I was just thinking about just having like the whole meet and greet type of situation and just get them in the mix and find out, fellas, what do you want? Ladies, what do you want? Like, as you know, when you meet a person, you meet the ambassador. You know, brother might have on an all red suit, whatever. She might have on all black with the red bottoms. I mean, that's a match. But when the finance thing come up into it, and what he does and what she does, and well, what she do, and how many, and then you got to factor in the kids, if they married, if divorced, and then all that. Then you got to find out, like, what's going on? You know? Is the daddy still around? Is the mom still around? How many? So, like, but it's not even getting to that point yet. It's getting straight to the, what can you do for me right now? When you gonna give me some cash at money? I've never heard that. Okay, I'm getting some people coming in through my TikTok. What's going on? That's what's up. Please share the program or not. I don't, you know, it is what it is. I'm surprised TikTok still got me on. That's why I'm trying not to cuss, but I be flying off the handles. And, you know, I get banned all the time from there. So, this is, like I said, I'm just doing all of social media all at the same time just to see is with this help. So, that's all I'm just trying to do. Yeah, but back to that, to the dating thing. And then what type of dating are we going to do? Because, you know, you don't want to isolate anybody, but at the same time, you don't want to be inviting everybody at the same time. I mean, me thinking about it giving me a damn headache. I mean, yeah. I'm glad I am not out here in these damn streets. I'm not. I'm glad I am not in charge of the trap house. I'm not doing that no more. The pimp hand is no more. No more talcum powder. None of that. Because the game is straight cray-cray. All right? It is straight cray-cray. It has extra chromosomes, if you know what I'm talking about. 46, 47. All right? Something like that. It's not right. It is not right. Or left. So, yeah, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say on that point. So, I got the message. It's all good. All right, that's what I'm talking about. That is all good. It is all good. So, let me see. What I didn't play? Because I got some more beats. I'm trying not to, overwhelm y'all with a whole bunch of stuff. And see how that's going to go. Let me see. Do I got a... Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good one. This is definitely going to be a good one. Right here. I got another beat. It's called Abbott. And it's by Count Trackler. And, you know, if y'all haven't heard it, y'all heard it first. I know y'all haven't heard it because I'm only playing it here. So this is straight exclusive. Hey, thanks for y'all. Somebody bought a Reset shirt. I appreciate that. The link is in the bios. Just go ahead and click the link. I got mugs, which I got to get I got to send 2 mugs down to my man Philly Redface and his wife. We had that little bet that I called him out. It was crazy. I just sent. I don't even want to talk about it. But he got his cash. It was all good and dandy. Thanks for buying. You know, a couple people wore some merchandise. I appreciate that because this is what keeps, you know, me on air and me doing what I have to do. Believe me, I'm not getting paid. All right, I'm good. Bills is paid. I'm good. This is like for the love of it. All right. This is the love of it. That's why I like, you know, I'm trying to get to the show where it need to be at. So if we do get paid, I want to have a team. That's why I look at it. I'm trying to hire a team to get this show to where it need to be at. So y'all can, you know, branch off, do your thing, whatever. Because I ain't going to be here for the rest of my damn life. I mean, shit. All right? I'm in the third quarter with 10 minutes left, baby. All right? I got enough time to get up and try to work out. All right? So I'm going to go ahead and play this beat. It's called Abbott. Come on now. Let me go ahead and get this thing going. Damn it. Come on now. This damn thing is all janky. All janky. So, all right. Let me see. All right. Let me get this thing. Damn. Speaking of janky. Shout out to my man, I ain't gonna call him janky, the chef, the fancy chef. The fancy chef is everywhere. He inspired me to be a beautician. I got some hot combs and hot curlers and a branding iron downstairs in the damn kitchen. Just in case y'all want to get, the butch nasty haircut, relaxed conchaline session, let me know. I charge, I don't charge that much, all right? $5-$10 a string. Sorry, no, let me stop messing around. All right, here's Abbott. Y'all heard the first one, the BNN show. Thank you. All right, good people, I'm back. Yeah, that was Count Trackler, Abbott. I'm going to be playing majority of all his beats and stuff like that because it's some good stuff, all right? And not just because it's family. It's just simple fact that, look, he got some hot stuff, man. And I've been listening to him for, I've been listening to him like, yo, this thing is off the daggone, this thing is off the chain. All right, I appreciate it. So, all right, we talked about a little, you know, some things. I'll be off topic. I'll be all over the place. I know I had to go out here and step up. I got my gallon of water. That's just like 77 ounces, a little bit more than a gallon. I've been trying to drink. I could drink one a day. I could. I'm on my fitness journey. I'll be going to the gym today. I mean, I went yesterday. I had to get my little run on the weekends. I try to run. One of the days, if I'm not out there, you know, being nasty, being out there being vicious. So, I'm doing this fitness thing, which I have a personal trainer Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, at least three times out the week. And on the weekends, I'm going to be doing some little light running. I'm trying to get ripped up, do what I have to do. Because, you know, I've seen a lot of my friends my age, even some that's younger, some that's older, gut hanging, back fat, all that, just extra, all extra and shit. And then they're going to look at me to tell me that, you know, you're going to die anyway. Man, what the, who starts the conversation off with, oh, you going to the gym, you know, we all die. Nigga, you born and die. Like, that's some craziness right there. That's some nasty work. Not like, damn, you know, what do you mean, you know, call me up, man. Maybe you can go there and go together. Look, I'm not saying you got to go there and be lifting all these weights or whatever. You can start off by walking. First thing, you start off by getting it in your mind that you're going to do it. Then get your ass up. And, you know, you can even go up, down the steps, walk around, whatever. Talk to your doctors first. At least talk. Don't just, you know, you way out of shape. Just don't get up in the gym and thinking you're going to throw up 280. Nah. Go to your doctor. Get some of that book. Get some work done on you. Make sure, you know, you right. Get your heart checked out and all that other stuff. Make sure your lungs is working. You know, get on, you know, they got your insurance basically be paying for a lot of that shit anyway. Go ahead and get you a little dietitian, get you a good regimen. Start off by, you know, listen, look, you know what you got to do if you're trying to drop weight and put on muscle and all that. And then get in the gym. Now, you can do it the old-fashioned way and, you know, get that needle and be all extra skinny, like half of Hollywood. Because they don't like to be thick. They all want to have, they want to be, you know, Osepic, allegedly. I ain't saying the names. But a lot of y'all Hollywood people is on Osepic. And they pooping out all their problems. But they looking real skinny and sick, like dope fiend sick. But nah, go ahead. But you still have to go to the gym. Like, even if you a big plus person, you hitting that needle and you dropping your weight, or you went and got the surgery done and shrank your stomach up or whatever, you still got to go to the gym. You still got to work out. You still got to, you know, pace yourself. So my thing is this, man. Cut out the middleman. Save you thousands and thousands of dollars. Get your personal trainer, man, woman, or whatever, how they identify themselves these days. Oh, I forgot. Donald Trump is in the office, so there's only two. There's only two now. I thought it was always two, but now it's only two. He's making sure of that. That's crazy. Nasty work. But, you know, back to just hire a trainer. Get your trainer and see, you know, what y'all could do. You know, work things out. You know, look, lose 1 pound. And if you married, and a lot of my friends, some of them are married, and some of them I keep them at a distance just because I don't really, y'all know, Butch don't hang out with married people like that. I keep them at a bay because it's always a situation. It's always a situation when you're hanging out with married people, especially when you're not married. Because there's always somebody, well, why you got to hang out with them? There's always some dumb shit. It's always something dumb. So that's why I tend not to really hang out with married people at all. But when or if I do, I get this. You've been going to the gym a couple days out of the week. Why you ain't invite me? They don't be saying that to me, to be saying that to their spouse. Listen, if you're going to go and work out and your significant other is upset, I strongly suggest that you put it in their eye, in their head, to make it like it's their idea to go to the gym. Especially, you know, man, woman, whatever. Like, you know what? Ooh, I think we should, let's go to the gym together. Let's work out together. Don't go to the gym and you leaving her there or you leaving him there and you coming back all extra skinny, looking all tight and right. And then you talking about, you know, I'm only eating this. And then you go there at the gym and she got this 6'9" or 6'7" dude all chiseled. He ain't got a 6-pack. He got an 8-pack. Getting all behind your woman. Talking about, hey, we're going to do this squat together. Don't get big mad now. Don't get big mad. And that goes for y'all ladies too. Because some of y'all, some of them female trainers, they be thick. Thick all up in the backside, all tight. Bounce a damn quarter off that booty. Your man is really pushing that. Push it to the limit. Limit. Then you come bopping up in there. He be like, oh, what you doing in here? But I'm just saying, y'all should go together. Have a group type of situation. Go there. And it ain't even got to be do the yoga thing or whatever. If you into trying to, you know, drop some weight, by all means. This is my fitness. This is my journey. This is what I have to do. And I have to pay for it. And I'm willing to do that. I have to. I already did. So I'll be there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Personal trainer. In between days, I'll probably just be running. I'm definitely going to be running on Saturday or Sunday. I'll probably run on Saturday or Sunday. Might be both days. Gym ain't there far from the house as I sip on my water. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Now, I know for certain that I do have, what I have to do? Yeah, I do have a comic show that I'm going to be a part of. Well, nah, hold up, take that back. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm going to it. But there's a couple comics that I know, and I'm going to try to, you know, shoot the shit with them before they get on stage, because that's going to be funny. That's definitely going to be funny. I'll let y'all know where it's going to be at. Well, actually, it's going to be at the Sherratt Winery over in Egg Harbor, New Jersey. And I believe it's going to be on the 27th of this month. I think tickets is like $26. Go there. It's like the host got three good funny comics. It's definitely worth it. It's worth the trip. You know, get you a bottle of wine, get you some food. Oh, y'all paying for it. Let's make this thing publicly clear. Butch ain't paying no damn tab for y'all motherfuckers, right? Y'all shit. You go there and you get a ticket. But I say you go in there, get your ticket, make sure it ain't sold out. Cause this is sold out. You can't go in there. And, you know, get your table, get you some food, tip the staff, enjoy the comics, and that's it. Shit. Like, have a good time, all right? Ooh, what time is it? Oh, it's almost that time because I know I got to hurry up, get up out of here, and go to the gym. But not right now. I got another beat. It's called Count's Theme. Nah, you know what? Don't want to play that. Did I play? Nah. It's called Count's Theme. I'm going to go ahead and play that. It's exclusive, people. Get y'all shit together, all right? If y'all haven't heard it, which y'all haven't, y'all got it. First taste of it. On the BNN show, Count Theme. We'll be right back. All right, good peoples. All right, that's all right. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Woo! That was Count's theme. I kind of like that one. That wasn't bad. The instruments with the piano and everything. It wasn't bad. I kind of like that. It was not bad at all. Peoples, like, yo, it is what it is. All right. Let me go ahead and turn that thing down because I'm watching myself. I'm on all types of networks. All right. I got the Twitch up. I got YouTube up. I got TikTok up. I'm going live on this thing here. And I normally be on the live itself. Ah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on here. It's a whole lot of stuff going on. So, once again, I like for those that support the show. I mean, I appreciate it. Because I need to be consistent more, and I've been told that. Get your butt up here. You're retired now. Get up here, talk your stuff, do whatever you had to do, and have fun with it. And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to have fun with it, but also I'm trying to branch out as well. I'm actually trying to get some help with this thing here, trying to move this thing here. And when I say getting help, I'm talking about you don't even have to leave your residence. You know, I mean, I got some ideas, but I definitely going to need a team that I'm actually trying to get. So, send all y'all information to the Being Show at Yahoo. And see if we can get this thing popping. Get this thing all over the place, you know. you know, get some music playing. Get some things popping up in this thing here. Because I'm about to go ahead and I'm going to hit this daggone gym. Try to, you know, drop all this daggone weight that I gained over the years of abusing my body like a hooker. Nah, I'm trying to be good now. So I'm definitely going to, you know, do what I have to do. So that's going to be my fitness journey. I ain't going to be, you know, every other, look, y'all, look at me. Nah, I ain't going to be doing that. All right. I'll let y'all know. Look, I'm going to hit the gym. Y'all already know my schedule. You know, we're going to talk about it. If it was a fitness guru and y'all want to talk about that, by all means, you know, I'm everywhere now. You know, shit, I'm on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on Instagram too. Instagram, I'm on everything. The Being Show, click on it, I'm there. You can see me, hear me, whatever, you know. And once again, y'all buying that damn merch. I got those mugs, and I appreciate that. I very much do. I very much appreciate those that's contributing. It's a contributing factor to this show of mine, this craziness of mine. Like, you wouldn't believe that I started years and years ago, like being down on Fully Hot Radio, and prior to that, Volta Radio, and that was something. That was something. I swear that dude down at Volta Radio, they don't own it no more. I swear, Jeff, that was his name. Jeff had issues. Jeff loved doing that Kensington lean. That's what I personally think he was doing. All right? I believe so. Like, it was a hot mess. And this was back in 2012. Like, has it been 2012? Yeah, it's been a long-ass time. Prior to that. Yeah, man, that's when I was out there. I mean, I had two full-time jobs. I used to do the podcast, the radio show. And still go to the gym and still go out and party. I don't know how I was doing it, but I know dang well I couldn't do it now. Having two full-time jobs, I was doing two full-time jobs and Ubering sometimes just to make some money, just to whatever. I know what I was doing. I was trying to save up for this house that I bought and bought. That's what that was about. I even worked in a damn insane asylum. Yes. Yeah, we can talk about that right now. Because I got some time. I still got some time. I had worked in a insane asylum. mentally challenged. And it was, and also it was kids there too. Not with the adults, they had their own little wing. And the kids is worse than the damn adults. Them kids was off the damn chain. One of them, they had a five-year-old in there. What is a five-year-old doing? A five-year-old, like, this is what happens when you don't parent your child. Now, I can understand something they said, people are born evil. But this kid was a menace, doing all types of crazy stuff. But was scared to go to sleep with the night with the light off. He had to sleep with he had to sleep with the light on. And I said, you know what? No wonder this child is angry. I believe somebody was messing with him. I mean, yeah. I had worked at a place like that. And I only worked over there one time, but I was over there with the adults, and I just knew I had to leave there because I was working, getting my own working. And one time I came in there. And this guy named, he was acting just, he see me, he start doing his little routine. And I'm like, yo, chill out, he doing his routine. So one time I came back to work a couple days later and I was messed up. I mean, I was out partying, you know, I had a little few little something, but I made it to work. And the bull came and start trying to do, he see me start doing this thing. And I said, listen here, I don't got time to deal with your damn craziness. Take your ass in your room, go to sleep. All right? Cause I'm drunk and I got impure thoughts. If you don't get your punk ass in your bed. Now this is a grown ass adult. I said, I don't wanna see you no more. But you know, man, I ain't see him that whole entire night, that whole entire shift. He came out, he peeked out around about 4:30 in the morning. I said, I'm still seeing you. He ran right back in, went back in. I said, damn, grown adult child. I said, no, I know I had to leave there. What was my breaking point working at the insane asylum? I'm at the desk. I'm relaxing. And a lady came out. Butt ass naked. Bucka naked. Said that she was Batman. She was invisible. And I couldn't see her. I said, oh, I got to go. Butt naked, bucka naked, not a damn thing on. And I'm sitting underneath the camera and I said, oh, hell no. I called the lady and told her to, you need to come down here because I got to go. And she was like, well, you can get some air, you can come back. I said, no, here's the keys, here's my ID. I'm never coming the fuck back here. I'm never. Ever. Again, like I said, I had saved up my money. I had a night put a sizable down. It was just for me to get up, put a sizable down payment on the crib. That's it. But yeah, I had to get up out of there. That was crazy. That was some real nasty work right there. Nasty work. Now, like I said, butt naked. I can't see her. And she was Batman. I said, oh, I'm done. I said, I'm done. I'm done dealing with the mentally challenged. I don't care what they is paying me. And this was back in 2013, 14? Yeah, because I got the crib in 15. Yeah. That was enough. I had enough of that. I said, never again. I said, I'm good. So, all right, let me go ahead. I'm about to wrap this thing up. And my thing is this. Thanks for, you know, tuning in for, you know, appreciate it. www.thebeingshow.com. Click on the merchandise link. Go to YouTube. Subscribe. I'm trying to get my YouTube following up. I got some more subscribers, which I appreciate that. Because, I listen, you know, somebody told me to get your YouTube thing up. I had it before. I had put some stuff out there, material, and they shadowed, you know, they straight took it down after it had a few million views. And that, can you believe that? I was surprised, you know, because, you know, I was part of that Philadelphia new bike ride scene at one time in my life. That was plenty of moons ago, years and years ago. I think they still do it. They do it in here. I don't have no parts of it. I'm cool. And if you go ahead and scour, you ain't going to, well, you'll see me. There's pictures of me out there, but I had my fedora. My butch, you know, the being of the Butch Nasty Show. I had the big the being shows, like the BN Show, the Butch Nasty, Nasty Chronicle shirt, Sexy Hog Beast, and Face Down Ass Up shirts. And I had on my boxer briefs. I wasn't walking around there butt naked. Shit, my mama was still alive at the time. My mama was alive. I need, nah. She, the first time I did, I ain't tell nobody. By the time I got to the car, that's why I had that little Jeep. And I put the car, the bike up. And I had all these phone calls. And I heard my mom said, I seen your black ass on the news, on Channel 6 News, talking about world peace, riding your bicycle. Talking about you should be a damn shame to yourself. I was like, oh, no, damn. You ain't supposed to see that. My phone was like, yo, that was you. I seen your black ass. I'm like, hold on. I ain't show no skin. But it was just the simple fact that, you know, man, you know, I was like, all right, you know, I can't help it. I was one of the founding members. I was there. I was there. Uh-huh. Shout out to Miss Wolf. She doesn't do that no more. She's a respectable woman. She was in school. She's an attorney. She out there for immigration reform. Hey, if y'all need help for y'all, you know, because you know Trump went on there and he's like, he getting rid of the immigration. Yo, get in touch with her name is Kathleena Wolf in Philadelphia. She's an immigration attorney, one of the best in Philadelphia, not because she's a good friend of mine. Look her up because she will definitely help you out your situation now, you know, especially if you've been in this country. I don't know the routine. I don't know how she does it, but she does her magic. Her name is Kathleena Wolf. Google her. She's all right, good people, really good people, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, well, look, I'm about to hear up and wrap this thing up. And my thing is, be safe out there, strap up, penicillin, don't curry thing, be as nasty as you want to be, and a straight jacket can be romantic. And on that note, I am definitely out. Peace.